Phoneboy Speaks, episode 637, No Home Internet.
Many people in the United States have a choice of broadband providers, and it may be that the choices aren't very good, but they do have choices. And it's usually a choice between the local phone company or the local cable company. You might, in some places, you might have a few other choices, but it's usually one or two choices. And, you know, and that doesn't include the wireless choices. And the wireless choices don't really count because the cost basis for them is very different. And so there's a guy that lives not too far away from me. He lives in a reasonably rural part of Washington State, and there was an article written about him. And he said, "Look, I can't get home internet because I live, you know, I even though I live in a town of about 12,000 people, the town of Linden, in the northwestern part of the state, pretty close to Canada, because of whatever agreement that you know Comcast in the city of Linden came to, he can't get coverage with he can't get Comcast to run a line without him spending some ridiculous amount of money. And so this is ridiculous. I mean, this is a problem. And of course, so the way he's being getting online right now is, well, using AT&T, using wireless, and paying, you know, $10, $15 a gigabyte for internet access. And that's crazy. I mean, you know, and I don't, you know, my Comcast bill for all, you know, is like $65 a month, but I use, you know, hundreds of gigabytes of data a month. I mean, you know, I'm definitely a big user of it. And he, you know, there's things I can do because I don't have to worry about that. If I had to pay by the gigabyte, I would be changing my usage of the internet quite significantly. And I have to imagine his usage of the internet is much, much, much different because, yeah, he pays by the gigabyte. And unfortunately, that's what all these providers are trying to move us all towards. Now, if the prices were much more reasonable, and so the end result is I end up paying about the same, then okay, fine. I mean, it's, you know, that's, but we're not at that point. And, you know, when Comcast is the only provider in town and they're not willing to run the line without charging the customer a ridiculous amount of money, then, you know, somebody else should be able to come in. But I bet you if somebody came up to the city of Linden and said, "Hey, I'd like to start up a competitive service," Comcast would lose their mind and try and block it and, you know, prevent competition. And all these companies, when they're the incumbent in the area, whatever area it is, this is exactly what they do, is they don't want, you know, they don't want anybody else to compete, but they also don't want to, they also don't want to do the work to actually run the lines. And honestly, Comcast could run the line for the, you know, I think there's, He even meets, you know, at least one of the agreements with the city of Linden as far as, you know, how many customers in an area does it make economical sense for Comcast to run it. And because he lives in an annexed part of the city of Linden, and, you know, therefore Comcast is arguing about what part of the whether it's it's going to be covered by the county agreement rather than the city agreement because of that, because it's an annexed part. Well, it's, you know, so the end result is that this guy can't get service, and he's been, you know, been fighting with the city and, and Comcast for years now. And, you know, and it wasn't his, and this is just, these kinds of things happen in a lot of small towns all over the place. It's, you know, it used to be that, you know, back in the days of Ma Bell, right, that actually anybody could get service. This is the whole universal service thing, is that they had to run, if anybody moved out to someplace, they had to provide service. And yes, it was, sometimes it was expensive for them to run it, but, and, you know, they may not be able to get all, you know, the, like internet these days. I mean, it's, they just don't want, these companies have, they, you know, AT&T had an obligation to do it. And now the other companies that have replaced it in various capacities don't have that obligation. And so anybody who wants service may not necessarily be able to get it, not without paying a significant amount of money. And, you know, that's a shame. And this is something that needs to change, I think. And you know, if Comcast is not willing to actually serve all the customers in an area, it should not have exclusive rights to do so. There should be, you know, and this is, there should be options. There should be other ways of achieving the same result. And, you know, whether it's Muni broadband or, you know, whatever, right? There has to be, and all of these companies, right? I mean, they all get tax subsidies anyway, right? So, if the government wants to do it themselves, fine. And if the government's good at it, then you know, then people should do that. But it, the fact is that these companies really don't want competition, and so they're using, you know, the government, you know, they're using laws to try and prevent it in variety of capacities. And so, but this, and unfortunately, this the current state of broadband in the United States. Well, this, you know, this guy in Whatcom County is a poster child for what the issues are, and unfortunately, I don't see the real issues getting addressed anytime soon. And the net neutrality is not going to give this guy internet access. Unfortunately, it's a, you know, that's a whole nother discussion. But we, but this is what needs to change. Is you know, there needs to be more access. It needs to be reasonably priced, because let's pay, you know, paying $10 a gigabyte for it from AT&T is not reasonable. And yeah, I mean, everybody should have access, and it shouldn't cost an arm and a leg to do it either.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.